गणेशाय नमः ॐ वागर्ताविव संप्रक्तौ वागर्तप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ पार्वती परमेश्वरौ ॐ एनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
सुन्दरं भगिनि, सुन्दरं, धन्यवादः,
धन्यवादः।
अस्तु, सो वयं किञ्चित् गतवर्गे वयं किञ्चित् अक्षर अपि च स्वरः व्यञ्जनम् इति सर्वे किम् इति किञ्चित् परिशीलयामः। कोऽपि वक्तुमिच्छति वा स्वरः इत्युक्ते किम्?
स्वरः स्वरः मीन्स् दोस् आर् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट् भगिनि, लैक् स्वयं राजते, स्वयं राजते स्वरः
इति। सुन्दरं भगिनि, उत्तमं। स्वयं राजते इति स्वरः इत्युक्ते इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट् इत्युक्ते दे डोण्ट् डिपेण्ड् आन् एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स्, दे केन् इमर्ज् औट् आफ़् देर् ओन् एण्ड् सस्टेन् देम्सेल्स्। स्वरः अस्तु, व्यञ्जनमिति किम्?
व्यञ्जनानि स्पृष्टः स्पृष्टः भगिनि,
स्पृशाः वर्णाः सन्ति। स्पृष्टाः इत्युक्ते भगिनि किं?
स्पृष्टाः इत्युक्ते नश्वरः भगिनि,
नश्वरः सत्यं, किन्तु स्पृष्ट इत्युक्ते किं?
स्टाप् सौण्ड्स्, दट् मीन्स् सेल्फ् डिस्ट्रक्षन्।
अस्तु, तत् सत्यं भगिनि, किन्तु स्पृष्ट स्पृष्ट इत्युक्ते किं? तत् पदस्य अर्थः कः? अन्य कोऽपि जानाति वा?
स्पर्श
कविता भगिनि,
स्पृष्ट इति शब्दः स्पर्श इति शब्दस्य आता है, आगच्छति शब्दस्य मूवमेंट, नो अधिकरण, शब्दात् आगच्छति, और अल्टरनेटिवली दैट इज द रूट शब्द, but that was a little difficult for me to say, so then I said this.
So, इत्युक्ते किं? जिह्वा, जिह्वा इत्युक्ते किं? जीभ,
हिंदी में जीभ, इंग्लिश में टंग,
टंग, हाँ, जीभ, जीभ इति किमपि मुखस्य स्थान स्पर्श करोति। It, the tongue naturally sits where it sits in a certain place. But to make a vyanjanam, the tongue moves around and it touches certain parts of our mouth, and in that sprasha, what does it do? in that sprushta, what does it do? It stops breath. Or vyanjanani. It stops the breath for vyanjanani. Then when the breath is released, what happens? Shivarupa Bhagini, Nashvara. The sound is coming, and like you said, Bhagini,
it's happens? A Nashvara.
Sound. It took it doesn't sustain. Quite the opposite of Swaraha. Astu. Astu. Iti Swarasya Trini. Trini guna kim kaha ka iti aksharasya vatu ka iti kanthya ucharana sthana kim kanthya mahaprana alpa prana apicha कर्कश वा मृदु वा कर्कश कर्कश इत्युक्ते जानाति वा कर्कश इत्युक्ते किम्
हार्श
हार्श इत्युक्ते अनुभव इट्स एन अनुभव इट साउंड्स इट इज टू द लिसनर इट साउंड्स हार्श यू आर आल्सो द लिसनर द वन हु इज स्पीकिंग इज आल्सो लिसनिंग बट So, to all listeners, it sounds harsh. Mridu ityukte kim? Soft. Sweet. This is sweeter, softer sound. So, the three characteristics of ka ityukte kim? Uccharana sthana kanthya. Prana alpa. Prayatna alpa prana. अपि च कर्कश वर्णः अस्तु अवगतं सर्वे
आं भगिनि
एव्रिबडी अण्डर्स्टुड् नो अले भगिनि उषा भगिनि
भगिनि आं भगिनि
I think last week we did this, no?
Yeah.
Geeta Bhagini, Ekah Prashna. Nashvara, is it, is there a sandhi in it?
Nashvara.
Nahashvara.
Nashvara. Comes from Nash Dhatu. Nash means destroying, destructive.
Oh, okay. So there's no sandhi there, okay.
Nash, you say Nash, no? Nash over
here. Okay, that's a nice way to remember that also. The root is Nash. Okay.
Astu, Phakara. Ha. Shivarupa Bhagini vadatu. Phakara.
Takara iti padam.
Na, na, Bhagini. Phakara.
Tha, Bhagini?
Tha.
Bhagini, I'm not able to hear clearly, like breaks are coming. Yes, is that for me or only for everyone? I don't know.
Everybody is getting breaks?
Yeah.
There is yes, disturbance Bhagini. In sound, Bhagini. It's not clear.
No, I don't have any disturbance.
Oh. There was some time back. Right now it is clear. So that time even I thought it could be from my end.
No.
Oh, Astiva. Astu. That I turned my video on so you are at least able to see what I am making, the sound.
Yes, now it is fine, Bhagini. But before Astu. it wasn't clear for me.
Astu. Tha. Shivarupa Bhagini? Tha. Vadatu.
Pa iti akshara ost osta se aata hai.
Tamam.
Pa iti pa akshara alpa prana.
Na, Bhagini. Pa. Pa.
Pa.
Pa. Pa.
Pa.
Can you
pa iti aksharam mahaprana.
Aksharaha
Mahaprana
and karkasha vyanjanani
mahaprana oshtya uttamam kavita bhagini jha varna jha
jha iti shabdasya uchcharan than murdhanya
jha
no talu
talu uttamam
talu this iti shabda mahaprana karkasha
jha how you know karkasha versus mrudu aise usko bol ke dekhiye aap बिना वाइब्रेशन के आप बोल सकते हैं क्या जैसे आप बोल सकते हैं बोल सकते हैं अ का अ तक तो पहुंचना ही नहीं है झ वाला जो अ है उस तक तो पहुंचना ही नहीं है झ का उच्चारण जो है केवल झ झकार उसका उच्चारण आप कर सकते हैं क्या विदाउट योर वोकल कॉर्ड्स ट्राई
इसका मतलब क्या
मृदु इत्युक्ते when your vocal cords are being utilized to make that vyanjanam kya dhvani that dhvani of that vyanjanam
okay
karkasha mane wo bina vocal cord ke awaz nikalti hai jaise ab main usme a dalungi to wo banega ka usme a dalungi to banega ख लेकिन ग, 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 ग मैं बोल ही नहीं सकती विदाउट माई वोकल कॉर्ड जितने आसानी से ख बोल सकती हूँ ग, 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 उतना छोटा छोटा सबसे छोटा ग निकलने के लिए भी वो वाइब्रेशन चालू हो जाता है ये सुन लो बोल के देखिए आप लोग करके देखिए यू शुड हैव दिस अनुभव डोंट लिसन टू मी Don't believe anything I say. That anubhav must be yours. You should feel, you should have the awareness that I now know my vocal cords are vibrating. I now know they are not. That much awareness we should have. Normally people have no awareness. But now you should be thinking, oh, my vocal cords are being used or not. Are they vibrating or not? So, g, g, bol ke dekhiye sab log. Sudha Bhagini, tell me.
G, g,
g, g, g. Bol sakte ki nahi bol sakte without vibration?
There is a vibration,
Bhagini. Aap bol hi nahi sakte. Agar aap bolenge, जबरदस्ती करेंगे तो कौन सा अक्षर निकलेगा निकलेगा मैं आप स्वर में आप वोकल कॉर्ड मिलाइए तो ग निकलता है अपने आप अ तो आप छोड़ ही दीजिए दैट अ दैट फॉलोज इन अ व्यंजन फॉरगेट दैट आई एम नॉट इवन गोइंग देयर जस्ट टू एड वोकल कॉर्ड्स टू साउंड यू विल गेट ग ग ग ग करके देखिए आप ग ग ग ग ग यू एडेड इसको क्या बोलेंगे है ना यू एडेड द वाइब्रेशन ऑफ द वोकल कॉर्ड यस और नो
यस
नाउ डू यू फील दैट अनुभव यू डोंट से यस अनलेस यू रियली आर लाइक ओ माय गॉड सच अ बिग थिंग इज गोइंग ऑन लाइक इट्स अ ह्यूज डील कि इतनी छोटी सी चीज I've never noticed. Ka aur ga mein ek hi antar hai. Dono alp pran hai. Dono kanth se nikalte hai. Lekin ek hi antar hai. Kya hai wo antar? Ga mein vocal cords ke bina ni nahi nikalta. Ka mein aram se nikalta hai. Same thing with ch. Ch. Talu se nikal raha hai. यहाँ से कहाँ पे ब्लॉक किधर हो रही है, जीभ किधर ब्लॉक करती है, चा में, दांत के पीछे नहीं करती, मूर्धा में नहीं करती, ओंठ से नहीं होता, कंठ से नहीं होता. नाउ एड वॉइस टू दैट, एड योर वोकल कॉर्ड टू दैट. ज निकलता है, इज नो चॉइस, ज ही निकलेगा. च ज बन जाता है विद द एडिशन ऑफ वोकल कॉर्ड्स. क ग बन जाता है विद द एडिशन ऑफ वोकल कॉर्ड्स. चले जा भगिनी. कैन यू फील, इसमें कुछ नहीं निकल रहा, कोई वाइब्रेशन नहीं है. नाउ एड वोकल कॉर्ड. You, with your mouth, you simply say cha only. But with the vocal cords, you add them. And what eventually comes out with the mixture of the two is ja. So with your mouth, whatever you are doing, the sparsha and everything, keep it exactly the same. Now, add the vocal cord. Add the vocal cord. ये वोकल कॉर्ड हुआ. वोकल कॉर्ड माने क्या, ये दिस ध्वनि, दिस इज वाइब्रेशन. करके देखो आप. हाँ, दैट इज कर्कश. नाउ एड, नाउ एड द वोकल कॉर्ड. क्या निकल रहा है,
the sound of the letter is changing actually.
Ah, what did it change to?
Ch. Ch plus that's a vibration.
Ah, makes what sound?
Ja
only. Ja only comes out. ये randomly हम लोग ने letters नहीं ऋषि महर्षियों ने बना दिए. ये कोई तो एक शब्द, जैसे इंग्लिश इज काइंड ऑफ रैंडमली पुट टुगेदर द अल्फाबेट ए बी सी डी ए एफ जी. देयर इज नो रीजन व्हाई दोस साउंड्स शुड बी देयर इन दैट ऑर्डर, व्हाई दे शुड बी व्हाट दे आर, नो रीजन व्हाटसोएवर. हिस्ट्री, समबडी सेज ओ हाउ कैन यू हैव एन अल्फाबेट विदाउट द लेटर एस, सो देन दे एडेड एस. समबडी सेज ओ माय गॉड आई एम नाउ द पोप, यू हैव टू हैव द लेटर पी इन इट, सो पी कम्स इन देयर. Randomly, some history, something, some from Latin, some from Greek, some from Sanskrit. But no thought has gone into this. If you think about it, if you add your vocal sound, your vocal cord, if I add to pa, pa, what comes? See. कोई आवाज ही नहीं निकल रही, बट आई एम डूइंग एवरीथिंग पॉसिबल टू मेक द साउंड पा, बिकॉज आई एम नॉट यूजिंग माई वोकल कॉर्ड्स. मैं अ नहीं बोल रही, केवल पा बोलूंगी. तो नाउ स्टार्ट डूइंग अब ऑटोमेटिकली बा ओनली कम्स आउट. कविता
भगिनी, पा और पा you are asking about pa or pa plus the sound bagini, the vibrational sound you're talking.
So how you differentiate
this one? I couldn't differentiate that letter.
Alpa prana oshtya pa, pa as in papa, as in putra. Pa. Now pa. If I say pa without the a, what do I do? Right? Koi awaaz nahi aa rahi, but you can see my lips trying to work. Now I add the dhvani. This dhvani. To that pa. Start vibrating.
Yes, Bhagini.
Ba comes. You start vibrating and then you make the sound. I'm trying to say pa only, but ba comes out. Because that is vibrating. Similarly, now try with Kavita Bhagini. See, without the A, you can say. Now, start vibrating. Mahaprana hoga, to dha niklega. Alpha prana hoga, to dha niklega. Alpha prana mein dha niklega, mahaprana mein dha niklega. Correct or not? Anubhav hua ki nahi is baat ka? This anubhav has to happen. This, you have to have this realization from here. Don't say, oh, one day I'll understand. After class is over, I'll work on it again. No. It's not about that. It's not something you get in a review. Oh, main baith ke yaad kar lungi. No. Ye anubhav aapko hona chahiye. You should see, oh my God, this is happening. It's like somebody saying, you know, when my child started to walk, my younger son, younger child, you know, the first time he walked, only his one leg was walking. His other leg had not learned to walk. So I say, gol gol chakkar ghum raha tha wo, khade khade. One leg was walking, the other leg was like not knowing what to do. Still learning, 1 year old. Because the brain had never figured out, oh, this has to happen. This leg also has to now move. Then next day he was walking. But that brain hadn't figured out. Similarly, now I am asking you to relearn to walk. You learned walking, you learned talking when you were baby. Now I am asking, do you know what causes your left leg to move after your right leg? Do you know that? Can you control it? Can you choose it? See, I am asking you to control different things, no? One is the control of vocal cords. One is control of sparsha. Similarly, same classes are pranayama this morning. Pranayama, what did we learn? Oh, controlling. I have to, oh my God, these are two different things. In-breath is different from out-breath. Length of time changes. One is harder, one is slower. One fills up more, one empties more. Some changes. The observation is there. Learning, oh, I can bounce with my right hand, but I cannot bounce with my left hand. Oh, I must practice this because I never thought about bouncing with my left. Why is it that we can write with one hand and not with the other? Practice only. If you start to think about it and start writing with your other hand, it will write. Don't worry. It's not like it won't write. In fact, even your toes can write. Actually, that's a practice I do sometimes. Sit with a pen between your toes or a pencil and a paper and try to write some beautiful Bhagwan name or something. Just try. It teaches you little control of toe motion, which you never thought of before. But they can do it. People that don't have hands write with their feet, you know. They not only write with their feet, they can do everything in the house and around the world more than what we can do with two hands and two feet. It's about awareness. All of life is about awareness. So, I am now trying to bring you awareness of the vocal cord vibration as something that is happening different from the sparsha that is happening, different from the alpa prana, maha prana, prayatna. These things are happening here. Vibration is happening here. Maha prana is coming, alpa prana is coming from the lungs. Different location. But they are separate. They are separate things. Can I separate them and can I join them as and when I wish? Only then you have a wish, no? Otherwise, what is the choice? See, today's world, everything is about the more choices you have, the happier you are expected to be. Is the population happier because of more choices? No. No, not at all. Actually, more choices are making us more and more sad, because then we think, oh, I didn't have that choice then. I wish I would have chosen this. I didn't know any different. Now can I choose? Now, choosing is not about the point. Because you don't know what to choose. You don't know how to choose. You don't know what the choices are. Simply you go by appearance or go by one aspect. Choice you can only make once you have awareness of something. Only then you have actually truly made a choice. Otherwise you are simply going by your whimsical fancy. So this control, this is what yoga asana also does. When I teach yoga asana, I do the same thing. In this simple sukhasana, can you now only change this one small? Can you find your this one muscle? Can you find your energy in this area? Only that. Nothing else should change. Can you lift up your bottommost mula bandha? Without your belly, this thing, or your tension building. No, none of that. Just that. Can you do that? It comes with practice. Similarly here, separate this from that. What does pa become with voice? Ba. Voice meaning vocal cord vibration. In English grammar, they call it voice. I've been teaching it in English for so many years, that's why these words come out. Astu. So, jha. Kavita bhagini. Jhakara. Na vadatu.
इति शब्दस्य उच्चारणस्थान तालु महाप्राण एंड मृदु.
उत्तमम् उत्तमम्. ये अनुभव हुआ कि आपको याद हो गया. आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू गो फ्रॉम मेमोरी. आई वॉन्ट यू टू फील दिस.
Yes, आप जैसे कह रहे वैसे कर रही हूँ. वो फील विद हैंड ऑन द नेक.
यू शुड फील कि ओ एनीबडी कैन आस्क मी एंड आई डोंट हैव टू से ओ माय गॉड व्हाट डिड द चार्ट गो व्हाट डिड शी से डिड शी से दिस आई एम कंफ्यूज्ड. नो कंफ्यूजन कैन नॉट बी देयर इफ यू नो कि हाथ में गरम हाथ जब गर्म पानी में जाता है उसका अनुभव क्या है, हाथ जब ठंडे पानी में जाता है उसका अनुभव क्या है, उसको याद करने की बात नहीं होती ना. अगर मैं आपका हाथ गर्म पानी में डालूंगी, यू डोंट हैव टू से नाउ वेट अ मिनट व्हिच वन वाज दैट. यू नो यू नो सिमिलर.
मैं प प का फ सोच रही थी बट वो प्रैक्टिस के साथ मतलब समझ में आया कि वो ब ही निकलता है.
ब ही निकलेगा.
हाँ,
से फा तो महाप्राण हो गया.
पर जैसे आपने बोला ना कि आई जस्ट ट्राई टू से इट विदाउट द वोकल कॉर्ड इन्वॉल्वमेंट एंड देन विद द वोकल कॉर्ड. सो इन माई माइंड इट वॉज लाइक फ ही आना चाहिए, तो पहले जबरदस्ती मैं फ बोल रही थी शायद, पर देन फिर करते करते ब आया खुद से.
सो थैंक यू फॉर यूजिंग दैट वर्ड जबरदस्ती. हम लोग मोस्ट ऑफ आवर लाइफ मोस्ट ऑफ द एक्शंस वी डू जबरदस्ती. कैन यू बिलीव दैट? Somewhere in our head is this belief system that if I do it like this, it will be correct. I should try to do this. How that came with no consciousness, somehow, somewhere it has entered our heads through something. And most of our actions we live by these kind of alien belief systems that don't really serve us. Somehow, something, now there is, if you start to think about it, there is no reason that in Kavita Bhagini's head, this tha should have been coming. But something made it happen. It doesn't make any logic, it makes no sense, now that in hindsight we can see it. But most of our actions in human life, our life, my life included, are coming from some strange belief systems. This is very, very important. To sit and contemplate. And there is a beautiful mudra I would like to teach you actually now. Take your hands and do this. You got this? Aapko andar hai, ek mein ek aise. Correct? Phir, you just close your hands like this. You just close. This is a beautiful mudra. And then you contemplate on freeing yourselves from the bindings of very deeply seated belief systems. You sit and you do this meditation. This mudra is beautiful. It prevents you from all the non-serving belief systems that are in it. It will protect you from all of them, because we hurt ourselves only by this. So this mudra actually protects us from our own binding, very, very deep belief system. We all have them. Beautiful mantra, beautiful meditation. Please try this. You will find that. Do it half an hour a day, 20 minutes, whatever. Go for a walk and just like, very simple, very simple. Astu, good. Anybody, any questions? Usha Bhagini. Nya.
Nya. Nya. It's coming from the vocal cord.
Uttamam. Vocal cord is used. Astu.
Nya. The nasal.
Nasika.
Nya. Nasika. Nya. Nya. Alpa? I don't know if it's applicable here.
Alpa prana.
Alpa prana. And there are two.
Sthana. Uccharana sthana kim?
Kantha.
Kantha tatu na. Kantha asti chet? Nga.
Nya.
Nya. Nya.
Nya.
Nya.
Nya.
Nya. Nya. Kantha tu nga. Nga. Ka. Nga. Ga. Nga.
Nya is what? Kantha and talu?
No. I'm just showing you, how do you understand, how do you figure out which is the sthana? It's a good question. How do you ask yourself and how do you answer it? So, if you do ka, kha, ga, gha, nga, if you look at your anatomy, you know, you can do one of those x-ray camera things, which looks at your tongue motion from the side, like a cross section. Is there amazing videos are there, actually. Some of you want to go Google them. Just a cross, sideways view of a talking human. Oh my God, you cannot believe how much work the tongue does. You cannot believe it. Please, one of you find such a video. It will be mostly black and white, like one of those, you know. And you see this tongue it's going crazy. Now, when you see the tongue in... So, and watch the sideways. Imagine there's nothing preventing you from seeing my tongue. Just imagine. Then, what is happening in ka, kha, ga, gha, nga, the tongue is doing the same thing. Ka, kha, ga, gha, nga. Piche, niche ki taraf mein. This is my kantha. This is my mouth up here. My base of the tongue closes. Ka, kha, ga, gha, nga. The tongue, the mouth action is the same. In some, prana is more, some prana is less. In some, the vocal cord is used, the vocal cord is not used. But this action is the same. So, when I ask you a letter like nya, if I ask you cha, cha, avadatu bhagini, cha, which part of the mouth is moving? Which are all the letters where the same motion happens? That is happening in cha.
Cha is palatal.
Talu. Talu.
Talu. Cha. 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 Nya.
So which one? All of them, if you notice, your tongue is doing the same sprashta. The sprashta is exactly the same. ka, kha, ga, gha, nga. Then for talu base of the tongue, cha, cha, ja, jha, nya. Then ta, tha, da, dha, na. Then ta, tha, da, dha, na. Then pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. That is why they are called Vargiya Vyanjanani. You understand, Bhagini? Now tell me Nya.
Nya is in the Chavarga, no?
That is, you know from memory. I want you to know from experience. Memory is one thing.
Yeah. So that's why I said Talu, no?
Talu. I don't know if you said that. I didn't hear it. So Talu, good. Your experience is correct now. Talu, then?
And it is it Nya, is Mrudu?
Mrudu. All Nasikas are Mrudu by nature. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. The Anubhav we feel from all Nasika sounds becomes more Mrudu. Involvement of the nose is another vibration. First of all, Mrudu because Nya. Try to say it without your vocal cords. You cannot. You cannot do nose without vocal cords. Nya. Nya. So, Mrudu, Alpa Prana, Nasika, Apicha, Talu.
Mm-hmm. Talu.
Uttamam, Uttamam. All I asked everybody or not? Astu. Astu. So, now, these 25 Vyanjanani, Panchavimshatihi. Panchavimshatihi chukte kim? Panchavimshatihi chukte 25. Panchavimshatihi Vyanjanani, Sarvani Vyanjanani, Vargiya Vyanjanani Santi. Vargiya Vyanjanani chukte kim? Ka Varga chukte ka kha ga gha nga. Cha Varga chukte cha cha ja jha nya. Ta Varga chukte ta tha da dha na. Ta Varga chukte ta tha da dha na. Pa Varga chukte pa pha ba bha ma. Sarvani Vargiya Vyanjanani.
It's related to the five locations from the mouth to throat, all to these the letters.
Asu. Related to location, but also related to, they also all have what? Alpa prana,
vocal, prana. Vocal cords, vibration.
They also have
without
karkasha.
And,
Karkasha is apicha mrudu.
Mrudu.
Alpa prana, maha prana. Apicha, nasika, apicha, anunasika. Ananunasika actually.
Nasika.
Ananunasika without nasal. See when you say ka, kha, ga, gha, no nasal is there. You can do ka, kha, ga, gha, ka.
For all the five letters from the ka, ka, ga, ga, nya, cha, cha, ja, ja, ni, na, that part. That letters we sound with the nostrils, nasal. Use
without,
nasal.
No, without. Without.
Yeah.
They don't have. That's why last one only is nasal.
Last letters only I'm talking about, Bhagni.
Only last.
Only the nga, last letters of all the.
Nga, nya, na, na, ma. Nga, nya, na, na, ma. Nga, nya, na, na, ma. These five are nasal, otherwise not.
Yes, yes. That's what I meant. Yeah.
But if we said ghang, ghang, ghanta.
Ghanta, that is gha. So, it's a good question, Bhagini. So, in Hindi, now this chalu bindu is taken over everything, correct?
Mm-hmm.
For everything, we use a chalu bindu and we think, oh, good enough. But And one of the reasons is Chalu Bindu became more and more popular and prevalent is also because of this technology. When typewriters first came, then they are like, if I can manage everything with one Bindu, why should I write half Nga, half Nya? Nothing starts with it anyway. These letters are so rarely used. If I simply write Pankha, and I can write Pankha simply like this only, why bother? So easy to have a dot. So Pankha, correct? This in Hindi, how do we write? But Sanskrit, tadutu sam samichinam nasti. Kyo? Kyoki pa and kha. Now, you tell me from your anubhava, which is the nasal that will come here? You observe in your mouth, which is the nasal that comes? Pankha.
It's Nga.
Nga. Which one is that? This one.
Yeah.
But it is not full. It is not Pankha. It is Pankha. So Halanta. Correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Sudha Bhagini. In Hindi, we will write this. Can you read, Sudha Bhagini?
Champa.
Sanskrit, how will you write this?
Cha.
What will come?
Ma.
Ma. But half ma halant, will come.
Halant, yeah.
Halanta. Or we simply we do this, no? Champa. Astu. Shivarupa Bhagini. Patatu.
Janda.
Mahaprana Bhagini. Janda.
Janda.
इति तु समीचीनं न संस्कृतभाषायां. संस्कृतभाषायां
अण विल्कम् हलन्त अण टट्टडड्ढाण हलन्त
हलन्त विल्कम् अस्तु. शैलजा भगिनी.
आं भगिनी.
पठतु.
कञ्चा. कञ्चा. छ छ झ झ ण कञ्चा.
नाउ व्हिच वन?
छ छ झ झ ण.
I don't hear the correct sound. Cha, cha, ja, cha.
Ana.
Ana, na. Ana tu atra.
Cha, cha, ja, ja, na. Na, na. Kancha. Cha, cha, ja, ja, na. Na.
Cha, na. You have to observe what is happening in your, which part of your mouth is making the sound.
Kancha. Cha. Kancha.
The ana, what you are kancha. Saying is this one, Bhagini. Ana.
I'm no, hearing. No, Bhagini.
I'm hearing it.
Na, na. I said na. Alpa prana na.
Now I hear this. Na.
First time I said that. Ana. Yeah. Na. But second time, yeah. Na. Alpa prana na.
So this, it should
kancha.
Be this one? It should be this one?
Yes, Bhagini. Kancha.
Nasti, Bhagini. Kancha nasti.
That's not the right one? Okay.
Katham jani maha?
Kam ma? Kamcha?
Nasti.
Because I don't know that word. How
no,
does
no, no,
it
no.
Sound?
I don't want you to know the word. Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you another one.
Kamcha.
Wait. I'll give you one more. I'll give you a different one. I don't want you to know it from memory. It's not a memory game at all. I want you to work it out. Astu, I'll give you one
so, more. Bhagini, the second word, that varga we have to see, like in kan cha, we have to see the cha varga family. Okay.
No, I think the sound, what it sounds like, you know, kam, kan or kancha or kamcha. I don't understand that, Bhagini. Kamcha or kancha?
Hold on.
If it is the cha varga family, then it should be nya.
Astu. Ye padiye, Shailaja Bhagini, patatu.
Oh, 1 minute, Bhagini. Jan, kanta.
Kanta.
Kam.
Satsami chitam nasi.
Ma Bhagini. Halant ma. Kamta.
Kamta.
Halant ma.
Iti?
Kamta.
Iti samichina?
Kamta. Kamta.
Kamta.
Just 1 minute, Bhagini. I'm Kamta.
Kamta.
Yes, Bhagini. Kamta.
Anya kopi janati. Uham karoti.
Bhagini?
I think it should be Kamta.
Shivarupa Bhagini vadatu.
Kanta.
Kanta. Tatta dadda na.
Na. No.
Kanta. Kanta.
Shailaja Bhagini. Shailaja Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
Iti samichinam va? Iti samichinam.
Kanta. Yes, Kanta. The second one, the down one.
So, atratuna, yeah. Atratuna. Samichinam?
I understand. Astu, Kanta.
Astu. Usha Bhagini.
Bhagini, can you do this for Sanskrit and Samskrit also?
I'll do.
Yes, Bhagini, I'm here. Aham asmi.
Astu. Astu. Bhagini, Usha Bhagini, patatu.
Kancha.
Kancha, iti tu samichinam nasti. संस्कृत
भाषायां
किम् अत्र दिस् वन् अस्तु इति तु समीचीनं नास्ति भगिनि इति तु समीचीनं नास्ति इति वन् तत्तु अपि समीचीनं नास्ति कविता भगिनी कविता भगिनी वदतु
ऐ एम् नाट् श्योर् भगिनी सो
शिवरूपा भगिनी वदतु
शल् ऐ ट्रै भगिनि
हू शैलजा भगिनी वदतु
कञ्च अण
अण अत्र
अण च च ज ज अण नो भगिनि द उल्टा सी दिस् सैड् लेफ्ट् सैड्
ऐ हियर् यु आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु से दिस् वन् ऐ डोण्ट् हियर् इट् I'm hearing this. The sound is different. This comes Kancha. From Talu. This is Talu, this is Murdha.
Kancha.
So when you say from Talu, it should sound like this. Nya. Nya.
Nya. Nya. Kancha.
That's what I said. Bhagini,
said Nya.
No, after that
I asked you this. You said this one, no, Bhagini, Usha Bhagini?
No. First I said Nya.
First means, just now when I asked you, you said Nya. I thought you said Na, Bhagini.
But at
sorry.
One point I said Nya.
One point, I don't know. So many people were talking. But when I asked you, I heard this one, Bhagini. Sorry.
I did say that, but I thought that my Nya was not the correct option. That's why I chose that. But my
You have to be fully convicted. You cannot
my initial
just
option was that, Bhagini.
इति समीचीनं किम् इति समीचीनं किं सर्वेभ्य एव्रिबडि
I cannot say this.
Yes, because we have to sound it from, you know, we are using the palate sound. Kancha. Kancha.
Kancha.
Kancha.
Kancha.
Kancha. To me, it sounded more like a na, but you are saying it is not so.
Astu. Atra, Now I am telling you, now that you have seen all five of them, I am telling you these are all correct.
Okay.
Now tell me why these are correct. Kavita Bhagini Vadatu.
Because we are using the actual way that they are pronounced, like in for the I can't pronounce this kancha. I don't know how it will sound because I'm more used to that kancha that you had written. So na laga do aur bol do. But like how you are saying that is ke uchcharan sthan se jahan se aata hai aur wo pura shabd nahi nikalta, isiliye hum usko aadha ya halan jod ke laga rahe hain rather than the bindu. The bindu is just like common for everything. We would not know these. Spashta uchcharan nahi hoga.
हा तत्तु सत्यं भगिनि, किन्तु मम प्रश्न किं किमर्थं न ञ ण न म अत्र आगच्छति? वाय् हेव् वी यूस् दीस् स्पेसिफिक् नेज़ल्स् इन् दीस् स्पेसिफिक् वर्ड्स्? केन् एनिबडि टेल् मी?
बिकास् आफ् द लोकेशन् दे आर् कमिङ्ग् फ्रम्.
Agreed. Why are they coming from that location? Why we don't think this is correct? Why? I mean, we can say it, no? We can say this or not. In fact, she, Kavita Bhagini said this is more easy. So then why is this? You can say it. What is the problem? How does that satisfy you? Sanskrit doesn't work by...
The word is not correct, Bhagini. That word is not correct. Kancha is not that word. Kancha is the word.
I'll tell you one more
Kancha.
Thing. I'll tell you one more thing in
Sanskrit.
Is the nasal sound? In Sanskrit, one more thing is correct. And that is that if I hear a certain word in a certain pronunciation, I have the right to write it exactly like that. And it will be correct. If my guru says, if my great Maharishi says some word in a certain way, and I hear it correctly and I write it correctly, even though it is not the prevalent spelling, if my guru says so, it is correct. This is the other thing about Sanskrit. If your Mahaguru says something, it is Veda. Why? Because Sanskrit has that capacity. Not every language has that capacity.
On the basis of the Vedas.
Not on the basis of the Vedas. It's because you can sound it.
Yes. Yes.
Because the ability to make that sound exists, you can write it.
So it is verifiable is what you're saying. It's verifiable.
I am saying that every sound that you can make, you can write it in Devanagari very precisely. And because you have 100% translation from sound to writing, Lipi, you can actually write it. In English, you cannot write that. Hindi also you cannot write that because you drop a bindu. Now, bindu is open to so many sounds. How can you be precise? You cannot be precise. So every sound in Sanskrit is very precise.
Over the period of time, it might have changed, Bhagini, the words.
Nothing has changed, Bhagini. Nothing has changed. It is perfect from the writing, time before Panini. Before Panini.
Then not in Sanskrit, Bhagini, but in Telugu also, there are some words like this, like, you know, where you have to use that specific letters. But for the ease purpose or for the time, it has changed from the period of time.
What you are saying, Bhagini, is completely happening in almost every language. Hindi is constantly changing. English is constantly changing. Telugu is changing. Every language is changing. The only language that has sustained its purity is Sanskrit.
Yes.
On the planet, only one language has sustained it. Because it is so strict, you cannot change it. Because what happens when the language evolves? Yes, you can do different things with it. And most languages evolve because somebody comes up with a need for something new. But Sanskrit, when it was created and when the way it was functioning in the society of Sanskriti was so perfect, and Panini Bhagwan managed to write that entire grammar so perfectly, he could see the perfection of this language and he could write down all the instructions to make this language makes sense. This language in Sanskrit has not changed at all in sound, in pronunciation, in writing, in any way whatsoever. That is why the oldest Sanskrit literature, which is thousands of years old, more than tens of thousands of years old, is still relevant. English, if you read old English, you're like, I don't know what that means. We don't use it anymore. It's old now. Put it away. I don't want it. Hindi also, oh, that's very old Hindi. It doesn't work anymore like that. Telugu also, oh, it doesn't work like that anymore. Sanskrit, perfect. 10,000-year-old scriptures, still completely relevant. So the culture remains, the Sanskriti remains, the wisdom remains, the understanding remains, because it already is perfect. Any evolution you do now will be called devolution. We don't want that. We don't want that. Sanskrit does not allow it. It says it is perfect. It is completely perfect. If there was a glitch, then you need the evolution. There is no glitch in this language. So you cannot say, oh, this is all Gitaji's whimsical fancy. No, I have no choice. It is perfect already. I am simply trying to do justice to it. That's all I'm trying to do. Asu, here is my question.
Bhagini,
what is it?
Can I play the devil's advocate and ask you that Hindi is a simplified version. It has come from Sanskrit. Sanskrit, you're saying, is so saral, and obviously we also agree, but somewhere there would be difficulty, you know, in pronunciation. That is why it took the simplified form.
Can I request you to... Bhagini, pranayama is also difficult. It's very easy to live your life full of breath like you normally do. What is the problem? I can live. I mean, I remember first time I said to somebody, I said, you know, we practice pranayama. And he goes, what is that? I said, it's a breathing exercise. He says, you have to learn how to breathe. I'm sorry. As soon as I was born, I was breathing. I'm sorry that you, in your culture, you have to learn it. I'm so sorry. And he ridiculed. He laughed. And I just thought, oh my God, I guess that's one more perspective of human life. Yes, you can live. You can live in your own poop also.
You can live without ever going full to respect. Now that I just want to request you to read out the words in their incorrect Hindi form, the way you had written on the board, and in their correct Sanskrit form that you have now written. So that with pronunciation...
I'll do that right now, Pajini. But what I'm trying to say is that because it is easier to say certain things, that is why colloquial languages arose. That is why Hindi arose. That is why Telugu arose. That is why all these languages came. Because people are like, I can simply breathe. No, I'm breathing normally. My life is fine. I'm a perfectly happy person. Why you have to work so hard, do austerities, do pranayama, stand on your head, and then you have to have a happy life? I'm happy as it is. What is the problem? Until they are not. Until there's something, oh my God, now my wife died. Of course I have to be sad. You don't even feel sad when your wife dies. You see what I'm saying? The argument can be made in any way. But my point is, just because there is other way to say it doesn't make that correct. It will keep changing. If you go by whimsical fancies of what is easy or what is convenient, that will keep changing. When you have a culture that is constantly changing in its vocabulary and its understanding and its Sanskriti, its culture, then how can you sustain something that takes time to grow? Then you lose everything that takes time to grow. Imagine all the experience you have had in all of your lives. Imagine you wake up one day and all the experiences are gone. And you have to learn everything again. You have to say, oh, last time maine aise aata maada tha, to roti aisi bani thi. Gosh. See, because we have aata maadaud like millions of times, made a million rotis, parathas, whatever, dosas, whatever, we can give it perfection. Experience counts. Imagine you have lost that experience, that wisdom that comes with experience. That wisdom, that is why it resides in Sanskrit, because that wisdom has sustained and grown, allowed to grow in the minds of people for thousands of years. It takes time. Therefore, something that takes time to grow, a tree that is a, you know, I went in Karnataka, there is this tree. I went to see 2,000-year-old tree. I mean, I was just in tears just looking at it, like just to imagine 2,000 years she has stood there. This one tree, how much experience, how much wisdom must be there. I think I'm wise, I'm only 50-something. Can you imagine 2,000 years she has been standing? How much wisdom must be there? But if you constantly evolve, you don't have time to grow that wisdom. That is why having a language that has sustained its structure because of its perfection is something extremely valuable. Is it harder than Hindi? Yes. Harder than Telugu? Probably. I don't know Telugu. Harder than English? Of course. But it makes sense and you can do it. And here we are doing this. Okay? So, now, here is the reason why these are correct. Look at the letter that follows the nasal in each case. Do you see a pattern? In each case, look at the letter that follows, the association between the nasal and the letter that follows. Nasal and the letter that follows. Is there an association? Do you see a pattern?
It is at the level.
What is the association?
The like for instance, pankha.
Think about it before you start speaking. Completely figure out what
is the same varga.
Yeah.
For example, in Kannada. It is the last.
Kavita Bhagini, Bhagavadatu Kavita Bhagini.
Like in Kancha, it is the last consonant in that Cha family, Cha Varga, which is from the Talavya. So, Nya is from the Talu and the Nasika. And it corresponds to the first, the Alpa Prana Cha. Of that family.
This belongs to Cha Varga.
Yes.
Alright. This belongs to
Janda. It belongs to the Ta Varga.
Astu.
In Kanta, it belongs to the Ta Varga. In Champa, belongs to the Pa Varga. Pankha, it belongs to the Ka Varga.
Uttamam. Now, here is my second question. So there is a pattern. Astu. Here is my question now. Who is left here in the class? Astu. Usha Bhagini. Patatu.
Song. Sink. Snow.
What is common in all these nasals? Same letter is there, correct?
Yes.
N is there. Now, my question. Is the sound of this N the same as this N, the same as this N?
No.
Why? Same letter is there, no?
Yeah, but it's because the different consonants are.
Which consonant is
like,
different?
Like G.
Because G is here, this N is different.
Yeah.
Here what happens?
K is there, so it's
K is there, so this N is different. Here?
Oh, there's a vowel there.
Vowel is there.
No.
So the same letter, even if you write the same letter, even if I write the half N for all of these, or if I draw a bindu for all of these, your sound will not be the same sound. Kancha will not be the same as Jhanda. You try saying it. Try saying it. Imagine there is a dot only. Forget all these middle ones. Simply Indian Hindi style dot. How will it sound? Is kancha the same as Jhanda? Is the na same?
No.
No. Is Pampa the same as Jhanda?
No.
No. They are different sounds, no? So right. Are you trying to argue with me? I know you're not arguing. I'm just saying for the sake of it. Are we trying to say, oh, then I should say, why don't we just use ka for all the entire ka vargas? All the ka, kha, ga, gha, nga, they sound similar, no? You change it out. All I'll teach you is ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. Now you go figure out the other sounds and you go figure it out. Then I write a word like this. I write a word. Ah, but instead of writing khalu, I'll write kalu.
Which is not many people.
I'll write kalu. Hold on a minute. I'll write kalu. Mm. Or I'll write, hold on, I should make it a different one. Here is one. Jala. Here is a word. Jala.
Jala.
But instead of writing jala, I say no, no, no. There's no need. There's no need. I'll simply write the word.
Kala.
But I don't mean kala. I mean jala. You go figure it out which one it's supposed to be.
Oh.
You're like, what do you mean I'm supposed to figure it out? It's a different sound. Why don't you have a different letter? Similarly, it's a different sound. Therefore, we have a different letter.
Mm-hmm.
Is a different sound or not? Kancha is a different sound from champa, is a different sound from pankha, is a different sound from kanta, is a different sound from janda. They are all different nasals. Therefore, they have different lipis. That's all. Is that more precise or is a bindu more precise? That's the question. And the reason sink and song and snow, the way you said it, is because that is the most natural way to say it. Nobody has to teach you. Same letter is there, still every English speaker says these ends differently. Similarly, nobody has to teach you this. Kavita Bhagini, when you say kancha, you actually say kancha. You don't say kan. Your tongue does not come out all the way front to make a dental sound. It doesn't make a dantya sound. Look at yourself. Kancha. Say it fast. Kancha. Kancha khelo. Kancha khelo.
Kancha. Kancha.
Nahin, just fast. You speak normally.
Kancha. 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 Kancha,
kancha khelo. Kancha. Bolo kancha khelo.
Kancha.
Where is the na coming from?
Kancha. Kancha. Kancha.
Nahin, nahin. Dheere bolne se you can do all kinds of manipulations. But when we normally...
Kancha, 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 kancha,
kancha. Kancha
khelo, kancha
khelo, kancha khelo. Kancha khelo, kancha khelo. Make a sentence.
Kancha, kancha, kancha.
Make a sentence. Where is the nga coming from? Where is the nasal coming? It's coming from talu only. The way the brain works, whether you know it or not, you are doing it. The brain sees pa. The brain sees kha. Immediately it says, oh, I have to go all the way into my kantha. So why don't I just go there and whatever this comes, it comes. Automatically it comes from kantha only. We never say pankha, pan na na na. No. We never say pankha either, pankha. It's so hard, like pankha. Why do I have to do this? No. Most natural sound is pankha. Most natural sound is champa. Most natural sound is kanta. Most natural sound is jhanda. Most natural sound is kancha. That is why we have these nasals. That is why they are used. And from here on out, after this class, I expect all of you to be cognizant of which nasal to use when you are using any word, and it will always be the varga of the one that follows.
I have a question, Bhagini. That word kancha is a halanta of nya, right?
They are all halantas, Bhagini, because we don't say chamapa, we say champa.
No, no, I'm just saying this is a halanta of nya. But if it is a whole syllable, it's nya. And I'm hearing n, the n, g by a, nya. Right? But there is also a ga in it?
No, there's no ga in it. No, there's no kancha, kancha.
No, not in kancha. I'm saying the whole syllable. Nya. In that varga.
There is no ga. No, no, no. Nya. Talu, Bhagini. Ga cannot happen. Talu.
So, jaja, jaja, nya.
Nya, 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 nya. N-Y-A, nya.
Nya.
Like, nya.
Is there a Y-A? Is there a ya in it?
Nya is a natural sound, and yakara actually comes from talu only. The letter ya also comes from talu only.
No, I know, but the reason why I'm asking is because I'm still stuck on that word, Suryendra Agnya Nilendu Nam. And the way it has been spelled in the book.
I answered your question, Bhagini.
I know, but in English, when you spell it, it comes, it's
no
hard
sense.
To figure out what the, is there a nasal sound to it? Is there a nasal sound to that Suryendra Agnya?
Ah, because ya is there. No, na ya is there. Na
is
followed
part
na.
Of the nya?
Yeah.
Is that part of the nya syllable? Or is
no,
it
because
a,
that is come from, no, that is a sandhi. Sandhi has come here. So it is from Agni. Agni.
Agni plus?
Suryendragnya. Nya. You have to have a na because this belongs to Agni. So it's not easy to say. But you must say the Agni na. That's why.
So how would you pronounce it if you were reading that word?
Suryendragnayanilendunam.
Oh, is it Suryendragnya?
Gnaya. No, gnaya. Suryendragnya.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Suryendragnyanilendunam. Right?
Let me tell you, one more sandhi will be there, but it will be optional. And that sandhi will convert that na into nya. That is optional though. There is another sutra for that. It is there. So in Sanskrit you will find there are 4 to 5 sometimes more ways of spelling the same word because the sounds make that up. It's not true that there is only one way to spell a word. Sandhi is applied depending on the conditions. Astu vadatu.
Bhagini, is it Sanskrit? Yeah, Sanskrit. Ma hai ya na hai?
Neither. Tum batao. Excuse me. Aap bataiye kya hoga?
Bhagini, aap mujhe tum bula sakte ho. Tu bhi bula sakte ho. एंड उसके बाद दूसरा डाउट है भगिनी इज इट ज्ञान और ज्ञान
ज्ञा कम्स फ्रॉम दिस लेटर ज्ञा कम्स फ्रॉम ज्ञा हैज ओवर टाइम ज्ञा हैज बिकम नेजल Jnana. But some Sanskrit, so like I said, multiple options sometimes exist because Sandhi rules allow it. They know some people will do it like this. So they allow both and there are sutras for that. So both exist. You can say Jnana and you can say Jnana. Both, there are sutras that allow that. So in the software of Sanskrit grammar, it comes to a point when it says optional. If you choose an option, you can do this. Otherwise, by default, we'll do this.
All right.
Both are okay. Astu. Sanskrit. Astu. So, we now have a nasal. Correct? Something like this is going on. Now the question is, what happens here? We haven't done the sibilants today. They are called Ushmanaha. Ushmanaha. Ushmanaha are 3 sounds. Shakara, Shakara, Sakara. 3 special sounds. Ushmana ichukte heat generating. Garam hota hai. Heat generate. Actually many sounds make heat. But these create a special heat. Heat generating. Ushmana. Sh, sh, sa. This comes from talu. this comes from Murdha. And this comes from Dantya. So if you simply go by Sandhi rules, then you'll say, oh, Sa is Danta, so they should have a half na. Because this is Danta, correct? It's Danta, so they should be na. If you say, do you understand where I am? Yes, everybody with me so far?
Yes.
Asu. So, but, so everybody understood Ushmana. There are three Ushmana sounds. Sha, Salu. Sha, Murdha. Sa, Dantya. Krishna. Shankar. Saas. Three. But what happens in the word Samskrita? Samskrita is this. This sa is not just a random sa thrown from somewhere. It actually comes from sa. Meaning, it has a very powerful meaning. All together, total, complete, complete. That's what that is. Krita. Something that is perfectly put together. Samkrita. These two join, Sandhi happens, half sa comes in between. Sandhi happens. Sandhi is another thing, we'll talk about it later. You just believe me, just understand it for now, just kind of appreciate it. Sa happens. Now this mo is still there. It comes from an original, it is simply a anuswara sound. Song, song. So, when this happens with Sandhi, the eventual spelling is this because of the Sandhi rules, and the way it most naturally is said is Sanskrit. Sanskrit. It's just the anuswara, it just hangs up in the nasal area. It does not transform into nga, nya, na, na, or ma. It does not become any of the vargiya sounds. It stays as anuswara. And it keeps the location in town. So, sanskrita. That's the actual sound. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because it comes from saṁ altogether, saṁ, saṁprāpti.
So it's so much proper classification of sounds, it still has scope for innovation and trying out with these rules.
Yeah. Because Sandhi rule, and it's not like anything has been forgotten. Everything that you can think of has already been worked out, somebody has thought of that option, and not only somebody, Panini thought about it and has a sutra on it. I mean, I have done this for so long now, I'm like, oh my god, what about this option? It's like, oh, there's a sutra on this. I'm like, duh, of course.
Bhagini, the word sutra, tra also, I don't know, you'll call it like jnya or gnya, it changes the look.
The tra. Look changed over time, Bhagini.
Okay.
So it is the half the plus ra. Half the plus ra. So this can also become like this. Correct?
Yes.
So sometimes people will write like this. See how it just changes? See? See? It's very, very similar. After that font, then font comes. So many fonts are there. Typewriters have their own font. But you see how they are so similar? So then over time, you can even do this. Now it is acceptable.
But Bhagini, that first one only, the ra is totally gayab with the ta and that.
Yeah, na.
Is equal to jo aapne likha hai. Toh isme ra aise samajh mein nahi aata hai. Now that we know ra.
But, no. This is a system when we study vowels, swaraha, so all the swaras have two forms. You already know this. So a, when it is conjoined with any consonant, with any vyanjanam, then it is simply a line, as in ka. So you see, this has two forms, this and this. This cannot, is not Swayam Rajate, it cannot recite. This is Swayam Rajate. In the lippi form, correct?
Yes.
So that is what is going on here. So Ra has many forms. Ra has this form. On a stick, any stick letter, it has this form.
फिर ऊपर रेफ भी बनता है
ऊपर रेफ भी बनता है और बाद में आएगा तो नीचे बनेगा
हाँ.
इसके तीन फॉर्म्स हैं दिस इज बीन डॉक्यूमेंटेड वेरी वेल रिटन हाँ बता तो भगिनी
सो कैन वी यूज द ट्रा एनी ऑफ द ट्रा कैन वी यूज फॉर मी दैट
any is not an option, Bhagini. They are all different sounds.
No, that one. I'm talking about the tra. Tra. One is like, you know, one line and V. Yeah,
ah,
that is one kind of tra. And this is another kind. So, when to use which one?
Yes, both are good.
So, both are same. We can use either of the
one. Yeah, I wrote it down. No? Both are same. Both
yes.
are good.
Alright, okay.
Ashu, Ashu. Any other questions? Astu. Astu. So, I hope I covered some ground enough for you to start like experiencing what sound is. Experiencing the apparatus of the sound. That is a very powerful knowledge in your consciousness. What is sound? Thinking about that, really thinking. I mean, we have been making sound since we were born. But to put so much depth of thought into it, like what is actually going on? Can I change this? What happens if this changes? What happens if that changes? Where is this sound coming from? What does my mouth have to do to make this sound? What is the effect of this sound? Not only lippi has been worked out, not only the mechanism of sound making has been thought about with great depth, but in this culture, the impact of sound has been thought about with equal depth, if not more. What does every sound, how does it impact? What is the impact on the human mind?
Okay.
That is its own shastra.
Bhagini, that is why you write Gitanjali with the jnya.
Haan, because the that is the only one.
Varga.
And I don't write Gitanjali, I write Gitanjali.
Gitanjali, right.
Gitanjali. So all of you now in the future, even for Hindi, please try to do this. It will get you in the habit. Try to say, wait a minute. It should not be a dot, it should be this. And then figure it out. This is my spelling then. Correct.
Then Bhagini, ashram ka shra, fir kshamta ka shra.
Sha has two forms. Here is another sha. Talu sha has two forms. So, ye wale form mein aap ye ra laga dite, shra ban gaya. लेकिन बाय इटसेल्फ इट इज इट्स ओन फॉर्म भगिनी इसमें आप व लगा दीजिए तो व बन गया आप यहाँ पे भी लगा सकते हैं आप ऐसे भी लगा सकते हैं ये व भी कर सकते हैं नो दिस इज श्व
श्व राइट बट
इज आल्सो श्व दोनों चलते हैं बोथ आर सो व्हाई डिड पाणिनि भगिनी नॉट डिलीट दीज डबल फॉर्म्स व्हाई आर देयर मल्टीपल फॉर्म्स सी ही डिड नॉट क्रिएट द लिपि Panini Bhagwan did not create, the lippis were already there. What did he do? He found that these lippis have come from their local regions in the land. So many people are using so many different kinds of things. Then he found some commonality. he didn't create the Sanskrit lipi. Sanskrit lipi consists, was already there. Sanskrit lipi then has changed over time. Prakrit was there, Brahmi was there, so many languages were there, thousands. Many of them had lipis. So he found that, oh, this sha is equally valid as this sha in Sanskrit. I have seen it. It is there. It's not that I'm creating it. Therefore, he included it. What is prevalent, he included then. Since then, it hasn't changed. That's all. Now you cannot make any changes.
Bhagini, wo ka aur ksha, kshamta mein use hota hai na? The ulta s.
What is that? What is this ulta s going on? So, that is also very simple. Ksha. So, it is ka and what?
Sha.
Oh. Sha. So actually it is a joining of these two acts. The ksha jo hai na, ye dekhiye aap, ye dekhiye, ye wala ka ye aa gaya, ye wala sha ye aa gaya. See that? Over time, thousands of years people have been writing. Hum log ka ek handwriting kitna badal jata hai ek lifetime ke andar. सोचो यही चीज तुम बार 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 हजारों लोग हजारों पीढ़ी लिखते आ रहे हैं. दीज टू हैव जॉइंड टू बिकम क्षा. गुड क्वेश्चन. एनी अदर?
वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग क्लास
भगवान. धन्यवाद. योर क्वेश्चंस ओनली. ऑल योर क्वेश्चंस ओनली.
Nagini, sorry, we're just inquisitive. You don't end up having similar conversations in other classes of yours?
No, only this class.
Actually, all my classes include everything. It's a very hard time. That's why I don't follow syllabus. That's why I quit KU. I quit you teaching at the university. They were getting after me to do certain...
They wanted same thing,
today's class you must teach this. I was like, no, energy is different. I'm not going to teach what you are saying. I'm going to teach what they are ready for. Then I used to always fight them, and so I quit. So my classes will take the energy of the students.
Again, if you want to stop the recording, then we can take this off the recording.
Asu. Kim. Shailaja Bhagini. अन्तिम मङ्गलाचरणं वक्तुम् इच्छति वा? वदतु.
ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदुच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु. सर्वेषां शान्तिर्भवतु. सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु. सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति. हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः.
हरिः
सर्वेभ्यः धन्यवादः.